not easy. But changing your life, changing habits, reinventing yourself.
Yeah.
You will win if you don't quit. Even a broke clock is right twice a day.
It's an experience. This is the Kairos Moment with Pastor Jack on Active FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Kairos Moment on Active FM. Once again, what a privilege, what an honor to come on the program and just give you a short word of encouragement, inspiration, motivation, whatever you want to call it. But by the end of this sharing, I hope that your spirit will be uplifted and that you will be motivated and encouraged and inspired. My name is Jack Chirwa from the Full Gospel Church of God in South Africa, Johannesburg. Let's pray together. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we want to thank you for this opportunity that we can listen to your word. We want to thank you for this time that we can, this Kairos moment, this opportune time that we can connect and that we can be inspired, motivated, and encouraged as we listen to your word. So bless the sharing of your word this morning in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. I just want to share something very briefly on a topic I've entitled An Audience with the Senior Most. An Audience with the Senior Most. And I'm going to start by being practical before I get into scripture and sharing the word itself. I just want to give very practical examples. Isn't it amazing that when you've gone to a particular company or a particular organization that provides some kind of service and you're not happy with the service, that when you demand to see the owner or the CEO or the senior most person, you decide, you demand, you're going to rather see somebody much higher than the people that have been helping you. Isn't it amazing that all of a sudden you experience some kind of favor upon meeting the senior most, upon meeting the owner? You sometimes begin to see doors open and things work out when previously they didn't. And previously the guys at the bottom were not ready to help you. And then all of a sudden, because you're talking to the owner and or the CEO or the senior most person in the company, all of a sudden things have changed, their attitude has changed, and they're ready to help you and provide you the greatest service ever. That's amazing. That's amazing. And there have been times in my life when I've thrown tantrums. And I would say to whichever company or organization, I would just say, you know, the phrase, I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving until I see the owner, until I see the senior person here. I'm not leaving. I don't want to talk to any one of you that are juniors, any one of you that are below the senior most. I want to speak to the senior most person. It works like magic. It works like magic. All of a sudden, there's a favor that you get when you decide you want to have an audience with the senior most person in a company. Biblically, when I look at the word of God, I find a few examples of people that had this desperation and desire to want to engage with the senior most, to want to engage with the CEO, with the owner. I'm thinking of the story of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, the story is in Luke chapter 19, is told of the stories about this short man. This man was a tax collector and he was disadvantaged in terms of his height. And he heard that Jesus was passing by. And then he decided he needed to have an audience with this King Jesus. He needed to have contact with this King Jesus. The challenge, obviously, is there were so many distractions. And by distractions, I mean there were so many people surrounding Jesus. And because of the height of Zacchaeus, it was almost impossible for him to be able to see Jesus. And so this is true in our lives. And sometimes we are distracted. We are distracted from having a one-to-one with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are distracted from having an audience with the creator of the universe because of all these destructions. Destructions at home, destructions at work, destructions at school, destructions in your family, destructions in the marriage. Zacchaeus was destructed, but he didn't allow the destructions to hold him back. And he didn't allow the destructions to cause him to miss this opportunity, because it was going to be the Kairos moment. It was going to be the opportune time, and he had to create this opportune time. So what did he do? Luke 19, the Bible tells us that he bypassed all these destructions and he decided he was going to climb a tree in order to have an audience with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Man, you need to do everything possible to connect with this God. You need to do everything possible, because God is a singamos. He's a creator of the universe. He's a creator of mankind. He knows all things. Whatever you might be going through right now, he understands what you're going through. And he makes a way where there seems to be no way, the Bible says. And so Zacchaeus climbs the tree and he has this aerial view of Jesus advancing towards the tree. Hallelujah. And he's not distracted by anything. He can clearly see the master. And when Jesus arrives at that very tree, the Bible says that he stops, looks up, and he says to Zacchaeus, "Come down, Zacchaeus, for I am headed to your house. I am headed to your house." When we become desperate to meet with a senior most, when we become desperate to have an audience with a king, he also responds with favor. Hallelujah. He responds with favor. And so Zacchaeus was favored by Jesus. Jesus bypassed everybody else. Jesus didn't ask any one of those people in the crowd to go to their home, but he asked Zacchaeus. Why? Because Zacchaeus had a desperation to meet with the master, to meet with Jesus. He created an atmosphere to be able to climb the tree and to see the master. Hallelujah. I'm reminded of another story of a man by the name of Bartimaeus. Mark chapter 10. In Mark chapter 10, the Bible tells us about this blind man, Bartimaeus, who bypassed the crowds. How did he do that? He did that by shouting on top of his voice. He shouted as loud as he could, "Son of David, have mercy on me. Son of David, have mercy on me." And the people in the crowd shut him down, and they said to him, "He needs to shut up, because he's making a noise and he's being a nuisance." But the Bible says that he shouted all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Why? Because he knew that if he got the attention of the senior most, if he got the attention of the owner, if he got the attention of the creator of humankind, he was going to get favor from him. Jesus was going to favor him. And the Bible tells us that Jesus stopped and he said to his disciples, "Can you please bring that man here?" And that was the end of Bartimaeus' blindness. That was the end of his career of begging. That was a turning point in his life. Why was it the end to his turning point in his life? Why? Because he targeted the owner, the creator, the King of Kings, the master of the universe. And he decided, "I'm not going to keep quiet. I'm not going to shut up. Today is going to be my turning point. And the only way my life is going to turn around is if I can get the attention of the senior most." Hallelujah. I'm reminded of another story in Mark chapter 2 and verse 4. Mark chapter 2 and verse 4. The Bible, you know, speaks about these friends of this guy that was paralyzed and he couldn't walk, obviously. But his friends heard there was Jesus in the area. And having been told which house Jesus was having a meeting, they decided they were going to take him there. And so they lifted their friend. And when they got to the house, the Bible says that they couldn't get in because of the crowd. There were so many distractions. I don't know what has distracted you today. I don't know what is distracting you in your relationship with God. I don't know what is distracting you in your business. I don't know what is distracting you in your marriage. You need to get rid of those distractions. In Mark chapter 2 verse 4, the Bible says that since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, because of the distractions, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus saw this roof being ripped open by men that knew the importance of getting the attention of the senior most, by men that knew the importance of getting the attention of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. And that was the end of the man's paralyzed life, because Jesus healed him. He got out of that house walking because he was totally healed. The Bible also reminds me of the story of the woman of the issue of blood. Perhaps many of you have read that story before. She had been bleeding for 12 years. Doctors could not help. Every junior person could not help. She needed a senior person. She needed somebody who was much greater, much bigger. She needed somebody who could release a certain power and anointing over her life. And when she heard Jesus was passing, she had obviously up until this point heard so many stories about Jesus, so many people that got healed because of Jesus. And she decided, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I will be healed. I don't even need to talk to him. I don't even need to get him to lay his hands on me. I have faith enough that if I can just connect with this most senior person by touching the hem of his garment, I will be healed. I will be healed. And so she pushed through the distractions. She pushed through the crowds. They pushed her left, right, and center. I think there were moments when she fell on the ground, but she got up again. And there were moments when she fell again, but she got up again, because she was desperate to have contact with the senior most, to have contact with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 You've got to get desperate today. You've got to get desperate this morning. You've got to get desperate this time of your life. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's not working in your life. But you need to develop a certain desperation that will draw you to the Master, that will cause you to want to have contact with the Master. And when she touched the hem of his garment, the Bible tells us the blood flow stopped. I'm reminded of another little orphan girl by the name of Esther. Esther had no father and no mother. She had no proper education. She was poor. And yet, just because she had exposure and she was able to make contact with the king, her life turned around. Her life was never the same again. And because she was able to come into the presence of the king was so impressed with her and was able to appoint her as his next queen, as his next queen. And that was not the only time. When Haman, in the kingdom of Persia, when Haman decided he was going to annihilate the Jewish people, the person that had the key to stop that the mass murders that were going to happen, was Esther. She had already become the queen, but you could not just go and appear before the king. It was a risk. But she decided she was going to take the risk, because the key to stopping the mass murders of the Jewish people was to appear before the king and plead for mercy. And so the king responded with favor. Why do we want to deal with the senior most? Why do we want to deal with the senior most? Why do we insist on dealing with the senior most? Number one, if you meet the owner, the CEO, the senior most person, favor comes from Him. He will often release favor over your life. Psalm 84 and verse 11, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly. So there's a favor that He releases. Hallelujah. And perhaps that's one of the reasons why those that are junior in a company or organization will do everything possible to stop you from seeing the senior most person. Because they know that once you get there, you're going to get favor. Hallelujah. And then He also closes and opens doors. If He's the owner, He's got the power to close doors. And He's got the power to open doors. Revelation chapter 3 verse 7. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, He who is holy, who is true, who was the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, and who shuts and no one opens. Hallelujah. So when He opens a door, no one can shut it. When we close it, shuts the door, no one can open it. Hallelujah. What else? What else does the owner do? What else does a senior most person have the power to do? He does what no man can do. He does what no other junior person can do. Luke chapter 18 verse 27, Jesus replied, what is impossible with man is possible with God. What is impossible with man is possible with God. I don't know what you're struggling with right now. You need to make contact with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You need to make contact with the owner. He makes a way, the Bible says, where there seems to be no way. There's a favor that He is able to release over your life. And there's a power and influence that He has that He's able to open doors for you. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray for you now. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for every person that is listening to the program right now. I pray right now that You will give them favor, that You will open doors for them, that You will do for them what no man can do. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that You will come through for them. I pray, Father God, for miracles, signs, and wonders, whether it's in their business, whether it's in their marriage, whether it's in whatever relationships, whether it's in their financial situation or ministry. I pray that You will make a way for them and that You will break through for them. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you. God bless. It was great sharing with you. I hope you have a lovely day and the rest of the week ahead. I pray that God will open doors for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We'll forever be desperate to encounter.